ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧ ಪ್ರಭು ಜಯ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಪಥಿಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸತಸಿ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಸ್ಟೀಫನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸೇ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಧಾರ್ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ನೋಘಾ ಕೀ ಸಮವೇತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಗಿ ನಿತ ಹಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮ್ ದ ಬೋಡೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮ್ ದ ಬೋಡೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮ್ ದ ಬೋಡೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಗೌರಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ದ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೈವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಂ ಉದಿರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 1 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 15 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 7. ಯತ್ ಸಂಶಯಾದ್ರುಪದ ಗೇಹಮುಪಾಗತಾನಾಂ ರಾಜ್ಞಾಂ ಸ್ವಯಂವರ ಮುಖೇ ಸ್ಮರ ದುರ್ಮದಾನಾಂ ತೇಜೋಹೃತಂ ಖಲು ಮಯಾ ವಿಹತಶ್ಚ ಮತ್ಸ್ಯಃ ಸಜ್ಜೀಕೃತೇನ ಧನುಸಾಧಿಗತಾಚ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್: ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್ was I able to vanquish all the lusty princes assembled at the palace of King Drupada for the selection of the bridegroom. With my bow and arrow I could pierce the fish target and thereby gain the hand of Draupadi. Purport: Draupadi was a most beautiful daughter of King Drupada, and when she was a young girl almost all the princes desired her hand. But Drupada Maharaj decided to hand over his daughter to Arjuna only, and therefore contrived a peculiar way. There was a fish hanging on the inner roof of the house under the protection of a veil. The condition was that, out of the princely order, one must be able to pierce the fish's eyes through the veil of protection. And no one would be allowed to look up at the target. On the ground, there was a water pot in which the target and veil were reflected. And one had to fix his aim towards the target by looking at the trembling water in the pot. Maharaja Drupada well knew that only Arjuna or alternately Karna could successfully carry out the plan. But still he wanted to hand his daughter to Arjuna. And in the assembly of the princely order, when Drishtadyumna, the brother of Draupadi, introduced all the princes to his grown-up sister, Karna was also present in the game. But Draupadi tactfully avoided Karna as the rival of Arjuna, and she expressed her desires through her brother Drishtadyumna that she was unable to accept anyone who was less than a Kshatriya. The Vaishyas and the Shudras are less important than the Kshatriyas. Karna was known as the son of a carpenter, a Shudra. So Draupadi avoided Karna by his plea. When Arjuna, in the dress of a poor Brahmana, pierced the difficult target, everyone was astonished. And all of them, especially Karna, offered a stiff fight to Arjuna. But as usual, by the grace of Lord Krishna, he was able to emerge very successful in the princely fight and thus gain the valuable hand of Krishna or Draupadi. Arjuna was lamenting, remembering the incident of the absence of the Lord by whose strength only he was so powerful. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmayi Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamakhyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatade Sadharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namo Chari Padayana Taitika Pradayana Kalitika Pradayana Dayana Virakrama Dayana.
Hare Krishna. Welcome to everybody on this nice Sunday evening at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra. Jagannath Baladevi Subhadra Mayi Ki. We have picked up this random shloka today. And the chapter called Pandavas Retire Timely from Canto 1, Chapter 15, Text 7. The speaker here is, as we can understand, Arjuna. Arjuna is speaking after the disappearance of Krishna. Krishna Swadhamo Pagate Dharmagyanadibhi Saha Kalau Nashtadrisha Puranarko Adunoditaha. Krishna left back to the spiritual world after performing his pastimes. And then Arjuna, whose best friend Krishna was, he felt completely deprived of enthusiasm, of any energy, even talent, as much as he had earlier. Because Krishna was next to Arjuna. Arjuna was able to win the battle. It was not because Arjuna was greatly powerful alone. Yes, true, Arjuna was a great warrior. But however great a person may be, his ability also is coming from Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, Shabdakke Paurusham Rishu. Paurushatvam, ability in man, comes from me. So, even though people are very talented, sometimes they cannot perform. Why? Because they don't have the sanction of the Lord. Even though you have money, you cannot enjoy. Why? Even though you have good health, you cannot eat properly. Why? So many people, it is not just that material asset and material aspect alone will help you to get what you want. God's blessing should be there. This is very important. Chetasa sarvakarmani mayi sanyasya matparaha buddhi yogam upashittam achitta satatam bhava. Krishna is explaining, in all your works that you do, chetasa sarvakarmani mayi sanyasya matpara, always keep me in your consciousness. This is the real trick for success. People in a godless civilization, they don't have faith in these words of Krishna. They come to Krishna only when they have problem. If they are having good horoscope, then they know inside I don't have to go to pray. I am capable of doing. This is arrogance. When your horoscope is in very bad shape, or when you are having bad time, you immediately become very religious and great devotion. You come and pray so much. This is business. This type of thing is business. It is very a mercantile attitude. So here Arjuna is recollecting how, because Krishna was next to him, how he was able to conquer. He is truly understanding that because of Krishna only I was victorious. Because of Krishna only I have the ability. Because of Krishna I became famous. Because of Krishna everything happened. Not just gratitude alone, which is also important, but the fact that without Krishna we cannot perform, that understanding. Very important. Prabhupada is explaining the purport. How Arjuna is recollecting that when he wanted to gain Draupadi, that time they had actually been sent to the house of wax by Duryodhana. And there Duryodhana planned to set the whole house on fire, it will burn and all the Pandavas will die. But because of help from Vidura, through a cryptic message he sent, they understood and they left the place right on the time that happened. Through a tunnel, they were able to get out. So since they have got out, they were wearing a disguise. They were in Brahmana clothes. And somehow they heard about this Swayamvara. And Drupada Maharaj very much knew about Arjuna and he very much wanted Draupadi to be married to Arjuna. So, somehow by the arrangement of the Lord, Bhima, Arjuna, all of them, Nakula Sahav, they landed up in the gallery and they were watching. Krishna was also there. And Krishna, seeing these very different looking brahmanas. These brahmanas will normally be simple, body will not be muscular and heavy and big stretcher like a kshatriya. But these people were wearing brahmana clothes, but you know, they were so heavy muscles and hands with marks of the string of the bow hitting and arrow marks fighting a war, everything. If you are wearing a chadar like this and you sit down, then say, what is this person? You see, a brahmana doesn't look like, it looks like a very strong, kingly, kshatriya look. So Krishna saw from there and he leaned and spoke to somebody, I don't know, remember who, very close to him. I think these people are the Pandavas. He can make out. I think they have come for finding a suitor. They have come disguised. He knows his devotees. Krishna made out, and in the group was also Yudhishthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva. So then each one of the kings came and tried to string the bow and then shoot widely. They missed the target. Very difficult to look down at the reflection and shoot up in a moving, rotating wheel. And the fish is also rotating in the opposite direction. It's not easy to do that, to be very expert. Arjuna was so expert that even while he is in the night, he can shoot. But nothing can be seen, he can shoot the target. He has learnt that much. So, Drupada Maharaj knows that if at all anybody can do it, it is only Arjuna or Karna. Karna was eliminated by Draupadi because he was not up to the mark in terms of being a Kshatriya. Although he was a Kshatriya, but he was known as a Shudra's son. So, the situation was that everybody failed. And then Arjuna, he wants to try it because he is a Kshatriya by nature. And he looked at Yudhishthira, who was sitting on the other side, at him. Everybody has failed. Is there anybody here from any caste anywhere who can do this? Nobody is able to do it. So Arjuna looked at Yudhishthira. Shall I? Has to take permission from his brother. He's the king. Yudhishthira nodded and said, go. And then he jumped down. He's a brahmana wearing. He just woof, jumped down from the gallery. And he said, I am here. I am a simple brahmana. Can I try with your permission? I think I can do. Then the whole crowd cheered him. Aray, the kshatriyas, nobody here is fit. It's a brahmana who has come to do it. So they cheered him. So Arjuna, by his walk, the way he was walking to the target, everybody was whispering, doesn't look like a brahmana. He looks like a kshatriya. Then some people came to know, I think this is Arjuna. Some other kshatriyas, they all came to know this is must be Arjuna. But they are so bold, you know. Because they are supposed to be dead. Everybody thinks the Pandavas are dead. They burnt in that house of wax. But here Arjuna comes and everybody, but they are dead, no? They died in that thing. But anything can happen to the Pandavas. They are very powerful people. They must have escaped death. They were whispering, talking. Then Arjuna takes the bow. And looking at him, Draupadi immediately knows, this is Arjuna. I can see that he is Arjuna, and her heart starts beating. She is feeling, you must do it. And Arjuna takes the bow and he looks around. He sees Krishna, he sees all of them, and he mentally offers obeisances to his brother, to all the great sages, to everybody, goes around, pays his respects very nicely, suspense, pin drop silence. Who is this person? He has come. Everybody is waiting because he is not a Kshatriya. There is a great suspense. And he picks up the bow very effortlessly, strings it very effortlessly, and then bends down, kneels down, and then strings the bow, pulls it, very expert, puck, right on the spot, boom, he shoots into the eyes of the fish. Whoa, everybody starts exulting. What a shot! No hesitation, nothing. Just came, sat down, boom! Hit the fish on the eyes. And the fish fell down. And everybody was applauding. Then all the Kshatriyas got up who failed. Who is this fellow? What an insult for us. Then everybody knew who is Arjuna. Then Draupadi came and garlanded him.
At once all the Kshatriyas got angry with him, especially Karna, he started attacking. Then Arjuna pulled out his Gandiva and fought all the kings who were attacking him. Got married to Draupadi, brought Draupadi home. So he is recollecting here. He is not telling, I am so great, I did that. Krishna was standing there. He said, it's only because of Krishna I was able to shoot that fish. Look at the attitude of Arjuna, such a great person, powerful warrior, highly talented. As soon as it happens there, he's thinking of Krishna and afterwards he's recollecting, I know only because of Krishna I was able to shoot that. This is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. A person can be very talented or he can be very poor, very no talent, nothing, no position, still he can be Krishna conscious. Completely aware of God. Actually, it is true that Krishna only can do these things best and he has given that ability to Arjuna. When Krishna got married to Lakshmana, you know, his eight principal wives, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Kalindi, Jambavati, Bhadra, Lakshmana, like this, Nagnajiti, all these eight special wives he had. Then he had 16,000 wives from Bhaumasura's palace. He married all of them. His eight special wives, one of them was Lakshmana. Lakshmana's father also put a target like this that was more difficult than this. And in that, both Krishna and Arjuna came for the competition. Friends, are you try, I also try. Because all Kshatriyas can try. I am a Kshatriya, you are a Kshatriya. It's amazing that both Krishna and Arjuna, Krishna said, oh, yes, yes, you try. See, in this instance, Arjuna is saying, only by Krishna's strength I was able to do it. In the same Mahabharata and in the Bhagavati especially, you will see this description. Krishna and Arjuna together landed up in the Swayamvara, both trying to win that bride, Lakshmana. But Lakshmana is thinking of Krishna. So then Arjuna went to shoot it. So many people failed. Arjuna went to shoot. He missed. He missed the target. That's amazing. And then he was wondering, how did I miss it? And next was Krishna. He smiled at Arjuna. And he took the bow and he shot. He shot the fish. In other words, Krishna was a better warrior, better Kshatriya, better talented than Arjuna. Obviously, he is Supreme Lord. And then he married Lakshmana and came. Same type of Swayamvara, same competition, it was more difficult. It was a rotating fish. And you have to see in the reflection and shoot. Krishna shot, Arjuna missed. And Krishna married Lakshmana. Because that was the desire of Krishna, I only will marry her. She is my devotee, she is Lakshmi. I am getting married, not you. So it was the arrangement of Krishna. So if Krishna so desires, anything can happen. Wonderful things can happen. If he wants, he can lift the hill on his little finger. If he wants, he can make Arjuna win the war. Nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. Simply become my instrument, Arjuna. Already everybody is dead. Fast forward, he showed. See? Already everybody gone. If you want to become my instrument, you will win. I want you to take the credit. You are my devotee. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti. Sakha, you are my friend and my devotee. So Arjuna was very closely attached to Krishna. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna reveals to Arjuna that I may be your friend, but I am also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matas sarvam pravartate. Everything material and spiritual comes from me. I am the fountainhead of everything. So, in all the things that we do, if we can remember Krishna, yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhosi, dadasi, yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. Whatever you may eat, whatever you may do, and whatever sacrifices you may perform, do it as an offering to me. Everything will become sanctified. This is Krishna's statement in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we are asked to always remember Krishna and never forget Him. Smartavihi satatam Vishnu vismartavyena jatuchit. This is important for us to know. So here Arjuna, Krishna has passed away. And he sees that he has lost all his energy. You know what happened? That Krishna wanted that all his 16,000 wives from Dwaraka be shifted to Vrindavan. He had given instruction to Arjuna. So after Krishna disappeared, Arjuna went to Dwaraka to bring all his wives. And he's such a great warrior, so he can do. He's actually a very big warrior. Single-handedly, he defeated the whole, for Virata kingdom, he defeated the whole Kauravas single-handedly. You must have read Mahabharata, you know that. So he was a very powerful warrior. But now he was telling Yudhishthira, my Gandiva is slipping from my hand. I feel very weak. I don't feel I can shoot properly. I know that Krishna is gone. Therefore, I'm not able to do anything properly. So when he was bringing all these people, all these wives of Krishna, suddenly cowherd men, you know who look after cows, they attacked. Hundreds of them attacked. And they took away all these queens. And Arjuna could not fight them. He could not fight them. And he helplessly watched. He tried to do this, that, everything, nothing worked. And actually it was Krishna only expanded into thousands and hundreds of cowherd men who came and took all his wives to Vrindavan. Because the wives had told him, we want to see Vrindavan. We want to see your devotees, the gopis, gopas, everything, and touch the holy land of Vrindavan to our head. They had asked him. And he said, I'll satisfy you. That's why he told Arjuna, you bring them. He personally came and took them to Vrindavan. But then it looked like Arjuna was overcome by these cowherd men. And the cowherd men took them to Vrindavan. It's actually Krishna. So Arjuna lamented. He came and told that to Yudhishthira, I was not able to protect them. What has happened to me? What has happened to me? Same way, after the war in Kurukshetra, it is mentioned that in the Mahabharata also it is given a little detail about it. When the war is over, Arjuna will get down from his chariot. That time Krishna will stop him. Don't get down. Wait. First throw your Gandiva. Throw all the arrows and weapons. He said, why? Do as I say. He'll throw. Then he said, don't touch the ground. Jump. Jump out from the chariot into the ground. What are you telling me? Just do as I say. He'll jump. Then Krishna himself jumped behind him. As soon as Krishna's leg lifts from the chariot, boosh, it'll catch fire and become ashes. Whole chariot will become ashes. Arjuna will turn, look and become very surprised. What happened, Krishna? And Krishna will smile. This chariot is already finished long back in the war. So many astras have hit this chariot. You don't know? This chariot finished long back. I was keeping it going till the end of the war. You know how many great Maharathis you have fought? How many great Maharathis have stood in front of you and shot their deadly weapons at you? And how many of them have hit the chariot? So many people tried to take away the wheels, take away the flag, shoot this, shoot that, everything. All the time, I absorbed everything. Chariot is already gone long back. Therefore, I didn't want you to get harmed by that. Arjuna became very surprised. He was very stunned. In this way, Arjuna had practical realization in the war and his personal experience many times with Krishna, that everything is because of Krishna. Because he is the Supreme Lord. Because I am his devotee, he is using me as an instrument. And I am simply his instrument. So, people who are intelligent and God-conscious, any talent, any asset, any resource they have, they will always think, this belongs to Krishna. It's because of Krishna's blessing that I've got this. I must use it in the service of Krishna. I must never be proud of a material asset. Those people who are proud, Krishna always teaches them a lesson. That is why when a person wants to be a devotee, he must give up his pride. He must not think that because of me, preaching is going on. Because of me, Bhagavad Gita is being explained very well. Because of my great knowledge and talk, I am able to do this. Nothing because of you is possible. Everything is possible only by Krishna. You become a willing instrument. That's all your credit is. Your credit is you're a willing instrument. And Arjuna knows that. Only by his merciful strength was I able to vanquish all the lusty princes assembled at the palace of King Drupada for the selection of the bridegroom. With my bow and arrow, I could pierce the fish target and thereby gain the hand of Draupadi. So these are very interesting, important points for us to note. Even devotees sometimes can get proud. And Krishna corrects them because they are my devotee. If demons get proud, Krishna doesn't correct them much. They destroy themselves by their pride. But when devotees get proud, Krishna is concerned. He corrects them. Here is a devotee who will never get proud. Always depended on Krishna. Always depended on Krishna. So this is a lesson we can learn. That whether you are rich or poor, whether you are powerful or not, whether you look very handsome and beautiful or not, whether you are educated or not, whatever situation you are in, plus or minus, one thing is you must always depend on the Lord. People who have minuses, they are more eager to depend on the Lord. It's easier for them to depend on the Lord. But people who have pluses, Janmaishwariya Shutashibir Yedamana Madhapuman Naivarhatim Abhidhatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gochara. Kunti is telling Krishna, Janma Aishwarya Shutashri, good birth, Aishwarya, opulence, Shuta, good learning, Shri, beautiful looks. If a person has these things, Yedamana Madhapuman, he becomes maddened by these material assets. And Naivarati Mavidatum, where you are not available to them. Tvam Akinchana Gochara, but you become the property of those who have nothing with them. No money, no good looks, no power, no position, nothing. You become their property. See, you can see here, Sudama. What is Krishna doing to Sudama? What is Krishna doing to Sudama? He is washing his feet. Sudama has purchased Krishna by his bhakti. He has nothing with him. He has no money to eat. He doesn't have money. He is fasting and walking for so many days. Why? Not to get money from Krishna. He has come all the way. I can take darshan of Krishna, associate with Krishna. Finally, my wife gave permission to go. He came all the way. And Krishna is crying. If you go close to the picture, you can see tears in his eyes. When he sees Sudama, he is sitting in the palace with Rukmini and all the assistants. He sees Sudama at the gate coming inside, shivering, black, thin person, not at all looking good, bearded, and with his torn dhoti and chadar around him, coming in the corner of the road. As soon as he sees him, Krishna throws everything from his couch and runs, Sudama, and runs towards Sudama and embraces him and starts crying. In the Bhagavatam, there's description that he shed tears. Such is the attraction for Krishna in his devotee, such is the attraction for Krishna by seeing his devotee. So by devotion you can purchase Krishna. Same thing, Duryodhana, when Krishna came as a messenger to speak peace talks. At that time Duryodhana, he wanted to purchase Krishna in a different way. How? He said, I have to do some very good public relation with Krishna and muscle him and ice him and soap him and bring him inside. Foolish fellow. He's a demon. He thinks like that only. He does not know who is Krishna. So he invited Krishna and told Krishna, my whole palace I have vacated for you. Whole palace for you I have vacated. Krishna simply smiled and said, I am not interested in staying in your palace. Bluntly he told. What could Duryodhana do? He's not giving a chance for me to. And Krishna just smiled. Then he said, at least you can eat in my house. At least you can eat in my house. Why I will eat in your house, Duryodhana? You have so much hatred for me. I should not eat the food cooked by a person who hates me so much. He told. And he walked, went to Vidura's house, small hut, small place. He knocked the door, went inside to stay. This is Krishna. Wherever there is bhakti, he will go there. Doesn't matter. You have a big palace or not. Doesn't matter at all. And anybody can show bhakti to Krishna. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be very smart looking and intelligent. Bhakti, every soul can express to Krishna. So in this way, we can understand Arjuna is a devotee. That is why, yatra yogeshwaro Krishna yatra partha danurdhara tatra sri vijayo bhuti dhruvani tir matir mama. Here Arjuna is understanding the loss of Krishna. He's feeling very weakened after Krishna is left. He feels very bad. He's completely depressed. He's left from the planet. I no want to even stay here. Because he's so attached to Krishna. Actually, they were very great friends, Krishna and Arjuna. They were putting hand on top of the shoulder, both of them, and walking in the park, in the palace. Then they will sit down on the bench. Krishna will lie down and on Arjuna's thighs. Sometimes Arjuna will lie down on Krishna's thighs. Then they will talk very intimately, very good friends. Arjuna told Krishna, I think I fell in love with your sister Subhadra. Can I marry? You know, Krishna said, really? I will arrange for her. But, you know, how can I go in? Balaram is there. They are making arrangement for her to get married. Don't worry, leave it to me. I will tell you. He examined and told, you go and carry her and go. I will adjust the rest. He is advising, go carry my sister and go. How? Just go dress as a sannyasi and go. And you see in the Bhagavatam it is described. He was so handsome looking, Arjuna. Any woman sees Arjuna, it seems they will want to go, get attracted to him so much. And he was dressed as a sannyasi and went and kidnapped Subhadra and left. What a big scandal. You know, in the newspaper we are hearing so many things, but here, sannyasi took one unmarried lady and ran away. My gosh. Even those days, but it was planned to be a scandal. It was planned by Krishna. He told, dress sannyasi, take him. I will look after the rest. And worst thing is, when Balaram heard that there is a sadhu who has come to Dwaraka, I want to call him to my house to eat. Sannyasi comes, all the grihasthas will call to their house to eat, take blessings, give some dakshina like that, wash their feet like that. It's a Vedic custom. So he said, I must call the sannyasi. So he called Arjuna, not knowing it is Arjuna. Some sannyasi, very nicely, Arjuna has dressed himself as a sannyasi. And Subhadra is doing the cooking. She did the cooking. And Arjuna is eating. While he is eating, Subhadra heard about the sannyasi. She was peeping through the curtain. How he is eating, whether he likes what I have cooked. So that the sannyasi is pleased. Then she look at his face, look at his body, look at the marks on his body. This is not sannyasi. But he looks so handsome. And she kept looking at him while he's eating. And tuck, Arjuna got, he lifted his eyes and looked at Subhadra. And moment, both of them looked at each other. And Subhadra closed the curtain. And her heart started beating. He looks like the person whom I need in my life. And Arjuna also knew Subhadra. I think Subhadra also agrees. He came to see. And then Balaram is serving, making all arrangements. And in between, he is doing this. It's a big scandal actually. He's sannyasi. Then he takes Subhadra and runs away. Balaram gets furious. It is Arjuna who came dressed as a, how dare he do this to me? Take the army, finish him. I'll go behind him. Krishna came and said, listen, listen, please. Brother, don't take it seriously. After all, Arjuna. After all, Arjuna. And after all, Subhadra, our sister. This is not a good match. It's a wonderful match. Think about that first. See, this way he consoled. He's very expert. Consoled Balaram very easily, please. Okay, okay, okay. It's okay. Let us have a paka wedding. Call both of them. Paka wedding was done. Such good friends Krishna and Arjuna were. Krishna also told Arjuna. He saw on the bank of the Yamuna, Kalindi. Very beautiful looking girl. Then Krishna said, who is that nice girl? She looks very good. Can you go and propose to her that I want to marry her? Krishna told Arjuna. Arjuna said, okay, you stay here, I'll go and get it. He went to Kalindi and said, who are you, beautiful girl, just roaming around alone here? Then she told, I am Kalindi, means Yamuna. And I am walking up and down here thinking of Krishna. I cannot marry anybody else but Krishna. Then he said, don't worry, I will take you to him right now. Immediately you want to get married, I can do it for you. Both of them got married. In this was the friendship between Krishna and Arjuna. So closely they moved. That's why when Krishna showed his Vishwarupa to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, then he came to know his greatness, who Krishna is, the Supreme Lord. Origin of everything, the sun, the moon, the stars, the universes, everything Krishna showed in his universal form. And immediately Arjuna said, I'm very sorry. Sometimes I slept on your lap, sometimes I ate from your plate, called you, hey Yadava, come here. I told you, hey Saketi, Yadaveti, I said all these things to you without knowing. I'm sorry, I did not. He became very afraid seeing Krishna's Vishwarupam. So you can understand why Arjuna is feeling so bad. Without Krishna, what is there? My good friend, the Supreme Lord, he is everything for me. How can I live? How can I breathe? without Krishna. So this is the meaning of Krishna and Arjuna. Arjuna had a relationship in Sakya Rasam, friendship rasa. You can have relationship with Krishna, Shanta Rasa, Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, Madhurya Rasa. Different. Madhurya is topmost. Sakha means like a friend. Sri Krishna Krishna Sakha Vrishni Rishabhavani Drug Rajamsya Dagana Napavarga Virya. Kunti is addressing Krishna. Sri Krishna Krishna Sakha. Friend of Arjuna. So Arjuna is feeling so much the loss of Krishna. Krishna is left back to the spiritual world and Arjuna feels completely weakened without Krishna, without the association of the Lord. That is why separation from the Lord for a devotee is the greatest torture. Govinda virahe name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without Govinda, without your association, life is so... Thinking about you and feeling your separation is so torturous. So devotees who have developed love and attachment for Krishna, they feel great separation from the Lord. And that separation from the Lord is the highest ecstatic experience. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that separation from Krishna brings the greatest taste of bhakti. When the gopis were separated from Krishna, they enjoyed the maximum pleasure because they were all the time thinking of Krishna. When you are separated, you think more. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. English phrase. So, Arjuna now is feeling intense separation and he's thinking a lot about Krishna. Everything he does, he's thinking, see, Krishna was there at this time, I did like this. Now I don't feel any taste in lifting the Gandiva, shooting, fighting, anything. I don't have enthusiasm at all. See, so Krishna is the life of all his devotees. They don't know anybody else but Krishna. See, this is the statement of Krishna himself, that my devotees are always thinking of me and I am always thinking of them. Sadhubir grastha hridayo bhaktair bhaktajana priyah. So Krishna is inviting us to enjoy this relationship with him in intimate relationship. We will taste bhakti and we will become extremely happy. Even in separation, we become happy, thinking intensely about Krishna. So by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we will start remembering Krishna. And by remembering Krishna, performing service to him, hearing about him, we'll develop attachment for Krishna. And we develop attachment for Krishna, as it grows, we will feel separation from Krishna, and because of that feeling, we will be taken back to Godhead to associate with Krishna. This is the reality, this is the truth mentioned in the Bhagavatam, mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, in many places. So, we hope all of you will develop that separation feeling, vipralamba bhava, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Tat Sat Shri Prabhupada Ki, Karantarat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Nitai Kaura Premanande.